Welcome to Day by Day. It's Monday, which means it's Hack Day. And so the whole point of Day by Day Hacks is to give you tips, tricks, encouragements with your daily time in the Word with the Lord. And to help us with that today, we've got Luis Ortega. Luis, last week we talked about this particular plan that you have been using, that you've used several times, about spending 30 days reading through the entire Bible, and then 90 days through the entire Bible, and then a year, and then approximately 3.5 years. And you made mention of this last week that I just kind of want to explore a little bit more, is that this is something that you kind of do with your church. You're a pastor, and you've encouraged your church to be on this plan, and y'all kind of do it together, I'm assuming. So talk a little bit about that.
So one of the ways that we go through that, for example, when we're doing the through the 3.5, when we're at that level, of course, encourage the church, hey, let's together read in January the entire Bible. Then let's take the next 3 months and read it at a slower pace and make a few notes, ask questions. Hey, jot the words so you don't understand. But when we slow it down to the year, there we're taking the chapter for that day. We're preaching it for the one that lands on that Sunday. Throughout the week, we have leaders, teams that are interacting. So a team leader via WhatsApp might ask or post a question, or they might be the first ones to share their soap or their journal, or just ask a question of what they got or didn't understand, and so we all chime in. And so with the various levels of maturity in the church, everyone's in the group, they're learning, they're asking questions, they're participating even by asking the questions. Hey, I read that, but is this correct how I'm understanding this? Or could it also mean this? And so that gives us that opportunity. But we rotate with multiple leaders. One leader will take the month of, for example, April, and then the next one will take May, and then the next one June, to be the first one to moderate or to interact. Doesn't mean that all of us don't chime in, but someone's taking charge for that month.
You know, this is one of the things that we've done at our church at Garrett. We haven't done it every year, and I'm kind of kicked myself at the beginning of the year. Why didn't I think about doing something like this and prepare for it several months, you know, back in October or something like that? But it just seems to make sense that if we are a faith family, why wouldn't we be doing this together? And so let me you know, I didn't prep you for this or anything like that, but what was it that made you say, hey, we as a church need to do this?
Great question. So because we have folks from various backgrounds, and yes, some keep a journal, some do it digitally, some do it pen and paper. In fact, I'm convicted about this myself, because with technology, I prefer to do mine on my iPad and phone and tablet. But when my kids see me, hey, dad's playing a game, or he's on the computer. And I'm even trying to go back to just the book and pen and paper and the actual Bible instead of the electronic, even though I push the electronic it in some form or fashion. But I also wanted, from the various backgrounds and levels of growth, that we would be able to communicate and discuss, hey, what did you learn today in Sunday school class? Or what did you learn in small group? And so we're all talking about the same thing. And the parent might be the new believer, and the child might be have been a believer a longer time. And you can engage in the conversation because we're all talking about the same subject and topic.
So how have you seen this affect the fellowship of the church, the koinonia of your church?
Well, that way, when, hey, Cliff, what have you been learning lately from God's Word? We can ask and understand, ask better questions from that standpoint because, hey, help me understand this, because I read it, but, hey, you've been in the faith a little longer than I have. Can you help me out? And so this actually facilitates it and encourages it. And so sometimes what we do is encourage an entire family. Hey, let's hear from the dad. Let's hear from the mom. Let's hear from from the young, the younger ones. And so from that perspective, it's just, you know, sometimes we also have single moms or children without their parents. And they get to see the interaction of, hey, this is a dynamic of a family. Learning together. And so that's what we do also in our small groups. That way
That's awesome.
We can learn from each other.
That's awesome. So here's your hack. You've heard Luis talk kind of through this about what this looks like in a corporate context. And if you're a pastor out there, please consider encouraging your church to read the Bible together. All kinds of benefits that we've just scratched the surface, I'm sure, with what you're seeing in your church. But even if you're not a pastor and you want to gather up some friends and say, hey, let's try this, to have that accountability, to have that spurring one another in the Lord, spurring one another on in the Lord, you can't beat that. Until next week, we'll see you then.